Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. Also shouting out to the coast and the Yukon. This is Grady, and as always, I am excited to be here. Today, I'm excited to talk a little bit about AVCP has had a public safety facilities assessment that's gone on, but what excites me about it is I get to talk to Martha Whitman Cusick. And she's here with Azara Mohammadi. Would you please do me a favor, Azara? Would you introduce yourself and then explain to us the way, because there's a lot of roles at AVCP, so then kind of segue us to who Martha is before I start talking with Martha. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. So my name is Azara Mohammadi. I am the Director of Communication at AVCP, the Association of Village Council Presidents. And I am with Martha Whitman Cusick. So she is a program administrator. We have three program administrators that have oversight over the department directors, and we have about 24 departments at AVCP. So Martha is oversight over the Office of Self-Governance Programs, and that includes the Village Public Safety Officer, the VPSO department. And they were the ones that really spearheaded this public safety facilities assessment this summer.
Wow. So lots of stuff on your plate. Thank you for joining us this morning. But you also have a full plate at home. Is that right?
Yes, I do. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, tell us a little bit first, before we get on to what we invited you in for. You have been at home with a newborn. Congratulations.
Thank you. He's actually boy number 5.
Awesome. Awesome. 5 boys, and you even have some wrestlers in the mix there, you were saying before we went on.
Oh, yes. I have 2 full-time wrestlers, and one, my older boy, wrestled this year, but unfortunately he was injured and out for the season.
Let's just give a shout-out to all the boys that might listen.
Good morning, my boys. I love you.
All right. And then, now, small potatoes. You have lots of stuff on your plate, and important stuff to boot.
She has a lot.
Yes. Yeah. I'm really in awe. I, of course, run across you when you are there at the Cultural Center setting up for events, but I never had any idea the sheer volume of stuff that you have to manage. And as I'm understanding, you've been out to the villages, or as an organization, have been out to the villages assessing the specific facilities that are required for public safety in general. Why don't we get into that a little bit more? You have a report or something?
Oh, sure. So in the summer of 2018, we had a team from AVCP travel across the region to work on identifying the infrastructure for public safety. So as a result of this, AVCP published a report called the Public Safety Facilities Assessment Report. And this was based on the findings of the team that traveled around the YK Delta last summer. This team was all AVCP staff. We had people from 4 different departments on every trip: the VPSO department, facilities, who did the assessments, administration, communications, and information technology. The IT department went out and did IT assessments on the facilities in the region.
Did you get out to many of those villages yourself?
I did make it out on one trip. My hometown is Mikoryuk, so oh, nice. I was able to get on that trip and travel out to Nelson Island and Nunavak Island.
Spectacular. And did you go on some of those as well, Azara?
I did. I got to go on quite a few of them. It was really fantastic. I wish we got to spend more time, but it was really physically and emotionally taxing on everybody because we hit 45 communities within 2 months. Is that right?
Yeah, month and a half.
Yeah, month and a half. So we were going as fast as we could. So we were hitting about 3 communities a day. And sometimes we were going by boat, but sometimes we had a plane. So we were in and out pretty quickly.
So Martha, it sounds like there was 4 or 5 team members at each of these site inspections.
Well, normally the VPSO department sent 2 people. Mm-hmm. The facilities department sent 1 or 2. Administration sent 1 or 2. We sometimes had a legal representative.
Oh, my word.
So we booked a charter to hit 3 villages, 3 or 4 villages each day, 3 times a week.
All right. So you obviously we're looking at some action items. You looked at the evaluations on things like the foundation of buildings, water sewer lines. I'm reading here, entrances, egress windows, the roof, all that stuff. But you also documented some other things. Tell me what else you paid attention to on the survey.
So initially, the VPSO department and administration sat down with the leaders of the governing bodies in the villages, and I asked about what else they had at the community. Did they have TPOs or VPOs? Did they have tribal courts? Are they active? We looked at the population for each community and identified the crime rates by community. And then we also looked at whether or not they had VPSO housing available, because that's a necessity for having a VPSO in the community.
I'm going to jump one step ahead. Why did you make the assessment? Can you answer for me, Azara? Why was the assessment necessary? I'm on the back page of your thing.
Yeah, no problem. Well, we did this assessment because our executive board has identified public safety as their number one priority for several years in a row now. And we've never had a complete picture of what the public safety infrastructure looks like. So we kind of needed this so that we could go ahead and advocate for increased public safety infrastructure in our region.
So, Martha, I'm reading here that you found out some alarming stuff. Tell me, what is the current state of public safety infrastructure across the Delta?
It's lacking. We don't have enough VPSOs. We don't have trained TPOs and VPOs, and we lack public safety infrastructure.
It's like 88%.
Lack a safety presence of any kind, and the few communities that have some form of law enforcement lack adequate buildings and infrastructure. I'm hearing what you're shouting here. It is alarming.
It's a crisis.
Well, where do we go from here is the next question. You know, do you think that anything will happen as a result of this report?
So we're hoping that we're able to use this report to make noise, to be able to say that our region is lacking in public safety. We need infrastructure, we need trained people, and here's a report that shows that we need it.
Yeah, I'm very cognitive of the service that VPSOs do. I don't know if you guys know the story. I'm sure you know the story. I don't know if you know our coverage of the story of the VPSO officer who we have a four-part deal. I know I'm at a loss for words. This is a terrible thing.
I think
thing.
That was a VPO, actually.
Oh, okay, VPO.
Is that right? Yeah.
Oh, is
that
a difference?
So there's the village public safety officers who are employed by the nonprofit organizations through the Department of Public Safety. So that's a state funded.
Okay. That's VPOs.
VPSOs.
Those are VPSOs.
Yes.
All right. And then what AVCP is in charge of are the village police officers.
No. So AVCP is in charge of the village public safety officers,
okay.
The VPSOs.
The VPSOs.
And the VPOs are hired by the...
So normally VPOs, village police officers, are hired by the city, and tribal police officers are hired by the tribe.
So I guess before I make it all muddy, the reason why I even segued over to that is because it highlights the importance of the service that these individuals do. Whether they're the VPO or the VSO, they're all dealing on the front line of safety in the village, and they're dealing with lots of all kinds of problems. And they're woefully understaffed, supplied and under facilitated.
Very well said. Yes.
Facilitated is probably not a word. I'll get one for that one later. Well, where can people see the report? I guess that's for you, Azara. Where can people find this report?
We have it on our website, avcp.org. On our homepage, you can find it under news, but you can also find it under our services tab. If you scroll down to the Village Public Safety Officer Program, we have it right at the top of the VPSO page with a red button. And it's quite a lengthy report, and it has lots and lots of photos. So we have photos of broken windows, compromised foundations. So it might take a second to load, but be patient because it is full of information.
And Martha, could you tell me a little bit about this summer's Public Safety Summit and the VPSO strategic plan?
So the VPSO strategic plan was a statewide event where all the coordinators and the The leaders of the communities who oversee these grants from the Department of Public Safety came together to identify the large picture needs for the VPSO program statewide. Also, in combination with that, we had a public safety summit last August for 2 days where we brought people in from across the region to talk about the current state of public safety.
And will that happen again this summer or no?
That's possible, but be determined. The whole reason that we had this in combination with the VPSO strategic plan and the facilities assessment report is so that we could package those three things together and create an access point for the federal and state governments to interact with us, because they need those documents, you know.
What can a listener do? I mean, of course, they could go to they can email communications@avcp.org to get the link. They could, of course, look for the link on the homepage of the of AVCP and read and look at those pictures, et cetera. But let's say that incites them into energy and they're energized about it and they want to be a squeaky wheel. How could they be a squeaky wheel? What can they do? Is there a person they can contact?
Well, I mean, they can always contact us with their stories and we can help put those stories out there. But if they want to make some noise on their own, an opinion piece in any kind of news outlet would be appreciated. Even just speaking your mind on some social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, that gets a lot of attention because people just don't. We're in a rural area. People just don't know what's happening out here. And especially in this current state with the governor's proposed budget cuts, a lot of that money seems to be funneled back to the urban areas. And people need to know that there is a huge lack already of public safety facilities and just presence out in rural Alaska. And that's going to decrease if these budget cuts continue.
Martha, do you eat the pike?
I grew up on Nunavak Island, so I eat the halibut.
Okay. Well, I was wondering if you. I was going to ask you if you'd gotten any pike lately, because I know people are getting some these days. Anyway, and then I was going to ask. That's a great answer, though. And then I was going to ask Azara. You've been here now how long in Bethel?
It'll be 2 years on the 4th of July.
Wow, 4th yeah. of July. I must have talked about this before. 4th of July seems to ring a bell. Are you going home for 4th of July this year?
No, I mean, this is my home, so.
All right, yeah. Well, I hope that you'll join us down at Pinky's Park for a 4th of July celebration.
Yeah, I was there last year, yeah.
Gives me a great segue. If you are interested in being entertainment or hosting a game during 4th of July, please contact me, Grady, at KYUK.org, and maybe I can convince AVCP to host a game, like something along the lines of what I have the police and fire department doing, which is tug of war. We'll talk more off air, though. I don't want to.
Sounds good. Yeah.
I don't want to force you to do anything you can't do right now on the air. What do we got here? Let's see. What do we miss? Capturing this information is like raising a giant red flag. So we're making sure we share this information. But as we've just told some people, to be a squeaky wheel, you might want to get a hold of this information and then reshare it. Maybe contact a news organization like ourselves with your opinion. Call into our talk line show or write a letter of opinion to your representative. That's all I can think of right this moment.
I'll share the facilities assessment report on Facebook as soon as I get back to the office today. So it'll be up there on the Association of Village Council President's Facebook page if you want to share it and take a look at it.
All right. I don't know why I'm having this, it's coffee. It's called coffee at KYUK. You'd think that I'd be properly caffeinated and having all pistons firing. But sometimes they don't all fire quite right. And I don't even have an excuse. Martha, you seem to be on the ball and you got the baby at home. You have an excuse. I don't have an excuse. Oh, my goodness. What's your baby's name?
My baby's name is Jackson.
Well, I hope Jackson, may he live as long as he wants and be free from want as long as he lives. Anything else that we should cover before we jump off the air? Yes, ma'am.
We are always recruiting for VPSOs, and we are looking for people who qualify. So please review the qualifications online, and if you are interested, please apply.
Well, with that, there's only one thing left to say, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK. To discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Copy at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.